This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Three police officers and two medics have been indicted for the death of Elijah McClain. They face a combined 32 charges, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. In announcing the grand jury indictment, State Attorney General Phil Weiser said the goal is to seek justice for McClain.
Our department has the solemn duty to prosecute this case. Make no mistake, we recognize that this case will be difficult to prosecute. These types of cases always are.
The Aurora Police Association released a statement saying the officers did nothing wrong. McClain was stopped after police got a call about a suspicious person. When he didn't immediately respond to police commands, he was put in a chokehold and later injected with the sedative ketamine. The coroner ruled his cause of death inconclusive. Some of Colorado's top political leaders gathered in Denver today and called on Congress to approve funding for climate-friendly transportation projects. Those include passenger rail, public transportation, and electric vehicle projects. Congressman Joe Neguse of Boulder says Colorado's state government is already on the right track.
Congress must help. This is a generational opportunity, and they have to deliver. We need every cent of that $3.5 trillion coming through.
Congress is currently considering two separate measures that add up to trillions of dollars in spending for infrastructure and other government programs. The state health department says it will use $173 million of federal money to fund a new COVID-19 testing program for K-12 schools. Participation is free and voluntary for all students and staff, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials say 22 school districts have opted into the program so far. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. You can find more at cpr.org.